T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can bench Wentz, fire Dougie P, but you still got the same little weasel snake picking the players. He's been god awful. You say Wentz doesn't have any help. Well, how's he supposed to have help if we draft JJ Arcega-Whiteside over DK Metcalf?
True.
Then we go in the offseason and we say Wentz still doesn't have any help. And then we draft Jalen Reagor, a guy who was a punt returner. He was basically known for being a punt returner at TCU over
Jefferson.
What is his name? I'm sorry, Jefferson. You're a hell of a player. I'm sorry. And I just think it's time to blow the whole thing up. Blow it all up. But enjoy the Super Bowl. Give him his Super Bowl ring. Give him all his little pats on the back and call him a nice Uber XL and get him on out of there.
Well, there he was, Orlando Scandrick. Earlier today, FS1.
See, this is what I mean. This is what I have to deal with when I'm watching. I'm trying to enjoy my morning programs, national programs, and watch. That was painful this morning. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
And everybody were taking their shots today.
Oh, they couldn't wait. The Wentz haters, where they had their thorns sharpened.
Oh man,
right?
It's painful, man.
It was
painful, and that's what happens when you're on national TV. You're the last game of the week. Well, supposed to be until tomorrow, but leading up to the game. Now we were doing our show into the pregame show, so I didn't get to actually watch a lot of the pregame shows leading up to the game. But I know the top stories was Wentz and what they were doing, because you could tell, because that's all Lewis Riddick and Greasy.
That was
and
it. That was the focus.
That's all they talked about last night.
Yep. As they should. It was Howie Roseman and Wentz.
Yep. As they should. So, and for an organization that, I mean, let's face it, we've all been able for the last two decades, for the most part, better part of two decades. Been able to stick our chest out and be proud about being Eagles fans. And it's not to say that we aren't proud to be Eagles fans, especially I know those that have been it twice as long as I've been an Eagles fan. But man, it's hard when your squad is being discussed on social media, national TV, in this manner. And it felt like, not saying that it is, but it felt like it did when it was Chip's sort of final year and things were unraveling. We started becoming like the butt of all the jokes and Chip Kelly. It's just that
it happened
Chip
quick.
Kelly. Yeah, and this, from a Super Bowl regime, how did it get to this point this fast?
Before you knew it, Chip Kelly was the toast of the town. We were kind of being like, this guy's kind of a D, and then he was fired, right?
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, literally like that. And with this, it was like, all right, yeah, I mean, you know, Doug and Howie, they're not going to go anywhere. I mean, the Super Bowl buys you 5 years, however many years.
Yes.
And now it looks like they could be gone.
And we're talking about blowing up everything.
Everything, man, everything. Medical.
Because they couldn't handle it. Like, I understand what you're saying, but they brought this on themselves. Like, they have to almost blow it up to save them from themselves. Because I don't think they can ever humble themselves and get back to where they were.
The question is, can the coach turn Carson Wentz around? And can Howie Roseman, do you trust him to rebuild the organization? And he's going to have to do it through the draft, right?
Yep.
And, I mean,
yep.
I would say the answer is no and no. Right? Like, the best thing for Doug, the best thing for Doug at this point, if there's a job, like, if Houston's interested in him, like, go down to Houston, man. You get a good young quarterback. You get some talent down there, right? Like, go down there. They're not total maniacs like us in the media and the fans, right? It might be a better spot for you. It just appeared like – it looks like to me that Doug is mentally exhausted as well through this whole thing. And it's not going to get easier next year, because all offseason, what's the focus going to be?
Oh, man. Especially if he's coming back. It's the quarterback, right?
Doug Carson. Doug Carson. There's going to be stories coming out. Carson's not happy with Doug. Doug's not happy. I mean, there's already stories. Like, every day there's a new report.
And then the Jalen Hurts thing isn't going anywhere.
Oh, man. Just a total disaster. Yeah, best thing to do, in my opinion, is just to get rid of everybody.
The one thing Torrey said that stuck with me, and he said plenty of things that stuck with me during the time that we had him on, and Jordan, Torrey Smith, former Eagles wide receiver, he talked about that team back then, and he also drew the parallel to a Super Bowl team with Baltimore. He said, man, we were all pulling in the same direction.
Yep.
Through the good times and the bad times, in that building, in those buildings, those years, the whole team, coaching staff, everybody was pulling in the same direction. Now, when he says something like that, it kind of seems like a nothing statement. But when you put together that he made sure that he wanted us to know, he's friends with Carson. He talks to him.
Yeah.
So you got to go back to hear what he said. You know, I talked to him. I wouldn't say these things to him, but he was talking about the pressure and having a Jalen Hurts there. So he basically just saying, I'm not going to diverge what his feelings are about that situation.
Yeah,
but he still talks to the guy.
Doesn't take a lawyer
right
to figure out that Carson Wentz is saying you drafted a quarterback in the second round. Like, of course he felt a certain way about it.
So then when he says everybody pulling in the same direction, it could be something as little as that. And now Carson is saying, hold on, I thought I was the guy.
Yep.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, and he talked about how there was no ego because they hadn't won yet. Then they won.
Right.
So is there still no ego on this team?
Oh, no, it's ego.
Of course there is.
Oh, yeah, there's ego now.
From not only the players, the coach.
Oh, everybody, yes.
The GM.
Everybody got one of those rings.
Everybody.
Every last one of them.
Yep. No, they're not pulling in. They're pulling in so many different directions. It's not even just that they're not pulling in the right direction. Pulling this way, this way, this way, this way. Total mess. Oh, Ike, put your seatbelt on, because Herb in Northeast Philly's on the line right now. What's up, Herb?
What happened to you? I hear a lot of people talking about you. Were you sick or something?
No, I'm good, Herb. What's going on, brother?
Okay. I'm watching the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter of this game last night. I've been watching this whole fourth quarter, and I tell you, man, this quarterback, this Wilson, he's beaten twice, rolled out, bootlegged out, okay?
Hold on, is he watching the game?
We got the ball down to the 15. Carson had first and 10 because there was a pass interference.
Yeah.
Right away, he's trying to go to Doc Goddard, a 15-yard pass in the corner of the end zone with a double safety coming over and coverage over the, over the top. There was, forget about it, went to second and 10. Then they tried to go with Rager on the right corner, and that was in the corner. That was incomplete. He wasn't catching that ball. Rager is not that. That is not Rager's play, okay? Like, if we would have had Jefferson, yes, he can make those plays. He's a bigger guy. He likes to go straight down the field. This team is not playing. In 2016 and 2017, when they ran the ball, they got 4, 5, 6 yards. When they passed the ball, they got 4, 5, 6 yards. And they moved it down, moved the sticks. Nickel and dime, short passing game. They used the tight ends. 27, let me explain something to you. This play at the 15-yard line last night, he should have ran 27 toss left. 27 toss
what
left.
About 46 power?
Well, that's something else. 27 toss left with either the guard or tackle.
I don't care.
Listen to me. Forget about when I call plays this team is just
no.
That would have solved everything, Herb. Herb, I got to run. I'm sorry. They wanted to run. Well, I mean, I would have liked
it. Y'all let it go long enough, didn't you?
Yeah. I wanted to see where he was going with it.
That's kind of losing, and then I heard him start talking about 27.
Right.
Toss,
right.
Crack, whatever.
Toss
Football
left.
Plays are so stupid. Just like, you know, none of it means anything. Just freaking say, let's, we're
mean
running.
It does
dude,
mean
we're,
something.
We're running blue
Stop
here.
It.
We're running blue, all right? Enough with the stupid 46 crack.
You're running
power.
Blue. How many plays? You just can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
How many,
you
how many
can.
Plays there are?
No, I hate it. Stop the stupid football names. It's freaking, you're running red. You're running orange. Like, stick with the
so you like the Chip Kelly offense where you look over the sideline with a picture of a cheesesteak.
Sure. Yeah.
I hated that.
46 crack power left. Stop.
But that's basic.
Stupid. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Why doesn't it?
Because it's just like there's numbers they're throwing out there. Give it. Just say
the numbers are a reason.
The seven is like to, the seven is off tackle, right? And the two is to the running back.
I don't know.
Right? I mean, that's 27.
Oh, man. I can't take this, man. Jack, stop it, man.
215-592-9494.
You must really hate Spider 2 Y Banana.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's acting like they know what Spider 2 Y Banana is. Get out of here.
What
so
is
stupid.
Spider 2 Y Banana?
Say you're running horns or something.
Horns?
At least basketball terms, easy.
Hey, let me tell you, you would really hate the old West Coast offenses where it sounded like they were reading a paragraph every time they gave a play.
Early Andy, right? John
yes.
Gruden.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, well, I mean, it is coming from Jack where they hold a finger down.
Yeah, we have secret signs.
One.
You know?
One.
We have indicators.
Two.
Yeah, yeah, a simple, normal sport. Not 86
right,
left.
As opposed to football that's complicated.
That's complicated.
You
thank you. Thank you, John.
Oh, my God. Fritz. Coming up, listen, we'll start next segment with a caller who wants to play Jalen Hurts immediately.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to the Marks and Reese text line. Rest of your phone calls. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino this football season. Now, there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds great odds on all different betting markets, unique, fun bet types like same-game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions to let you know how to get in on more action from every game. And if you win, they'll even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get to keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. And lucky for you guys, there is one more football game left on this week's schedule. They will play Baltimore at Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon. That's the last football game on week 12. Pittsburgh is they are less than a touchdown point favorite in this game. That's a lot for a division rival, but I think Pittsburgh has it. So take Pittsburgh minus the points or just take the over in this game. Now, if you've ever tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and make sure you use promo code Ike when you sign up to let them know that I sent you. Again, that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
All right, Brandon Graham Show is coming up here at 6 o'clock. Our Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers and the Beers Forever Mark Diamonds. A diamond is forever, and if you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers should be your first and last stop. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309, or their website is marks-jewelers.com. Let's get to Mitchell in Jersey. Mitch, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. So,
what's up, Mitch?
Everybody keeps talking in absolutes. Take a step back, and let's take a breath here. I mean, the next teams that will be coming up, Packers and Saints. I mean, let's just face it. We're not going to win those games.
No.
If you're staring down a barrel of a losing season, why not take the opportunity to put the kid in, stick Jalen in, see what he's got? You know, you can handle the quarterback controversy, put the media in their place, say, look, you know, we're going to take this opportunity with the season, let the kid get in. When do you want to put your backup, your number two guy in? Do you want to put him in when you're in the middle of a hot season, and your guy goes down and he's hurt? Or you want to put him in the middle of a losing season, see what he's got? And it doesn't matter what happens. You know, put the media in their place.
But,
this is
but,
our guy.
But hold on. You're saying put the media in their place. What does that mean?
That's not
well, the media keeps dictating, well, you know, if, okay, well, what's going on? You know, Wentz needs to sit. This kid, turn around and say, Wentz is our guy. We're going to give this kid a shot. We're going to give him, you don't have to give him a whole game. Give him a quarter. Give him a half. Give him, you know, whatever.
They may do that, Mitchell. Once the season's up, they may do it. I mean, I don't know exactly how it's going to end up working out.
It could happen once they are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the funny part, because the way it's structured, if they make the playoffs, that's just because how the playoffs are structured, not because
they're
really
not making
need to
the playoffs, Mitch.
Yeah, we know this. We know this, Mitch.
So, I mean, if that's the case, you lose to, you got a losing season on your hands.
No, it's easier to justify to the starting quarterback that I'm going to pull you. There is no reason for you to play. We can't make the playoffs. Let's we're going to see what Jalen can do. It's a chance to give him some playing time. He didn't have any preseason time. It gives us a chance to evaluate him, see what he does. It's easier to sell to your quarterback to where he'll be okay with it if there's nothing to play for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all I believe they're waiting on. It's just easier to sell. Now, it depends on how long it takes for them to be officially eliminated.
Yeah.
But you can't sell completely to everyone that you're still trying to make the playoffs by putting Jalen Hurts in there as the starting quarterback. Somebody nobody's seen play longer than a play or two at a time. So that's not going to work. It's easier to sell if you're eliminated from the playoffs that, A, I can keep Carson healthy. It could be for trade purposes or whatever. You want him healthy coming out of the season. Somebody may come calling, offering you something. That ain't going to happen if he's rehabbing all offseason. You can bet on that. So if he gets injured, he damn sure ain't going anywhere. So that would be out the window. But if you get to those last two games and the season has already been determined, wouldn't surprise me if they say, let's see what Jalen got, because they can use it as like their preseason games.
Yeah. It makes the most sense to do that.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino with Delaware Park. Delaware Park's open for gaming, sports wagering, and dining. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Text line.
Text line.
What kind of Kool-Aid did Jason Peters give this franchise? Doug really said to bless his heart?
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
What is going on down there? Frank and Glenn Olden.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason Peters, bless his heart. He played guard.
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. God bless you, Jason. Thanks for going out there and participating tonight. You did a pretty good job.
Hey, man, he played the whole game.
God bless you, Jason. He did. He did. He had a pretty good game. We'll have Trey in tomorrow.
He'll tell us whether or not he had it.
Yeah, and Trey is incensed with this whole Jim Schwartz story of talking to DK Metcalf before the game about Megatron. He's incensed about it. We'll talk to him tomorrow at 3 o'clock. What's next?
Great organizations don't have leaks to the media like Howie Roseman learned from Joel Nichols' banner. Clean house. Hire a football man that won't put up with this nonsense. Hashtag fly chuckles fly.
I don't even know what he's talking about. What is he talking about? Leaks to the media.
I guess he's accusing Howie of using the media for information. The stuff that's been put out there, I don't think Howie's been behind a lot of it, right? Like, it seems like that there's some agent-driven stuff being put out there. The Jeffrey Lurie story yesterday of how he's saying, no, play Jalen Hurts. Well, how did that work out? No, they didn't play him. He played two snaps. Right? Like, the thing today where the headline was that Carson Wentz was not happy they drafted Jalen Hurts. Well, duh.
Yeah,
of course he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't need a leak to know that.
Right. What's next?
Some takeaways from Doug's press conference today. He shuns big, aggressive words just like the run game. That Jason Peters is a giver. He wishes Jeffrey Lurie would just at me once in a while. And finally, he's exhausted from working at Crazy Howie's quarterback factory and poor personnel emporium. Scott from Delco.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
I don't really think salvageable was that big of a word, quite honestly.
Yeah. He got it done.
Dealing with your questions are exhausting.
Yeah, Doug also, like today, he was wondering why he wasn't getting asked about the defense playing well. Right?
Yes.
I will have something on my face for sure.
Listen, I love that question. Yeah, why don't you ask me about the defense, man? They played great.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. You're 3-7-1, Doug. You wish we were asking you about the defense. You need to go to Houston to be the head coach of the Texans for that. What's next?
So that's what good linebacker play looks like. Nate Geary from his couch.
Yeah, poor Nate.
Yeah, Alex Singleton.
Man, someone's got to get him a haircut and a new number.
TJ Edwards.
Yeah.
Nice tackle on Russell Wilson in the open field. That's not easy to do.
I actually don't dislike these guys. Duke Riley's been like, I don't know about his hair either, but
yeah,
he's been all over the place, right?
Yeah, he's different. yeah. I know what I meant to say. Ooh, wee. The best hit of the night came from Davion Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
If that dude ever figures out how to play linebacker, man, that's your linebacker right there.
I am. I kind of look at him like I look at Trott. Trott's rookie year, he struggled to get on the field. And then second year, when people were thinking, like, I guess this guy's not going to be good, he came out, he was a killer, right?
Yeah.
So I hope the same thing. Yes.
We hope that's what he is. But Trott was a 3-year All-American at Stephen F. Austin. This kid didn't even play high school football.
He didn't.
Because he couldn't play on Fridays.
He's got the skill. That's for sure. What's next?
Sorry for hiatus, gentlemen. I've been busy cleaning out Howie's old closet, getting it ready for him for after the holidays. Elliot from Wilmington.
The ESP?
I don't know.
No, it's not ESP.
No, and that's why he hates using his real name, Elliot, because he thinks that people associate him with Elliot Shore Parks. Maybe Chip was getting the office ready in the basement to put Howie back down there. I don't know if Jeffrey Lurie is going to do it or not. I personally don't think that keeping Howie in the organization, if he's involved at all in football decisions, is the right move. If you're going to move on, move on. If you're going to promote him and it's like, all right, you're bringing in somebody that's really making all the football decisions, fine. But don't just bring in a personnel guy and have kind of Howie oversee everything. I don't believe that that's the right thing to do. Any more, Jack?
Former young star QB, not the easiest to coach, needs the offense tailored to him, favorite of the owner, coaching staff and play calling of Shanahan, McVay, and LaFleur blamed. We've seen this story before, and we're watching RG3 2.0 in front of our eyes. Joe and New Hope.
Keep telling you, RG3 at no point ever looked like Carson Wentz as a quarterback. Ever. Not even his rookie year.
I don't even remember.
It was 20 touchdowns.
I never did 27-7.
Yeah, he never even did that. Come on, man. RG3, it can't be compared to Carson. RG3 was a rookie, had a good rookie year, and that was pretty much it.
And you know what else? He's making the start tomorrow afternoon for the Ravens.
I know it.
How about that?
I know it.
Coming up next.
Yes.
Is the Brandon Graham Show.
Yes. To be pretty good, right?
Yeah, I know Brandon spoke about the quarterback earlier. So, I mean, if you're looking for a leader to talk about everything, Brandon Graham's the guy. So, Brandon's coming up next.
BG's the man, man. BG's the man.
He is the man. All right, Ike, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty.
And coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show. I'll stick around for that with Howard Eskin and BG. That is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.